Scheid Show.
Yes.
I'm Brian Gerard.
I'm Gregory Hoyt.
And I'm Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Hello. The Scheid Show with Robert Scheid.
Yay. I'm glad that he showed up this week.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to make it.
Was I missing last week?
Yeah. Well, No, but you were here.
But not.
But you didn't really participate very much.
We had our first guest last week.
We had a guest last week. I sat right
next to him.
Yeah. Oh, you missed it. It was great. Justin Hutchell.
Oh, he was here?
Justin Hutchell?
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought a lot to the show.
Wait, you were here too. I was here. I saw you here.
I think I sat across from him.
You sat across from me.
Robert?
No, Justin. Justin.
I sat diagonally across from
him. This evening's, this afternoon and this morning, depending upon when you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Celebrator Doppelbock Beer.
Bing, bong, bong.
The finest Bavarian Doppelbock beer. Product of Germany. If we say that enough, do you think they would send us a case?
I don't think they'll understand us, although I do speak German, so yeah. I should...
Well, can you just tell them that I want a case of that?
I believe you
Oprah
should have done pronouncing
all the time.
It Doppelbock. Yeah, Doppelbock.
Doppelbock.
Would it be Celebrator or Celebrator?
Celebrator.
Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. I will say that Oprah does this all the time, and she's always getting free stuff on
her
show.
Well, I think that we're on the right path. It's a very good beer, high in alcohol content. I think it's like 6-7%.
Does that make it good? No.
It does make it good
if you're like in high school still. You're like, get the one with the bigger number.
Yeah, no doubt. Like Zima and all that kind of jazz, you know?
Zima's like a juice.
That's not a juice.
Do they even make Zima anymore?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's an acquired taste, right? Zima.
Mm-hmm. Zima. Yes. I think it's
alcohol Sprite, basically. Yeah. Right? Like,
well, it's been replaced with Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I guarantee. Yeah. I don't think Zima's made anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because the hard lemonade stuff has been replaced.
You know what, everybody? I have a special announcement that I would like to make.
Go ahead.
I'm tired of all the rules. You know, like the rules and regulations, and I'm sure that everyone can get enrolled with me here. You know, we all make mistakes. Yeah. Like the other day, I blew a stop sign, and I made a mistake. And the cops stopped me.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what, man? I made a fucking mistake.
Did you say fucking?
No. Oh, I was terrified. I couldn't even speak. Cops terrify me. I've had cops have pulled guns on me before. It's like whenever I see a cop car, my whole body seizes up.
Uh-huh.
It causes major hysteria in my mind.
That can't be good when you're driving. You just sort of like go catatonic in the car and the car just starts to drift to the
edge? Yeah, like my body actually catches on fire when I see a cop. I'm not kidding.
I get that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel alone.
Tell me what happened yesterday. What?
Oh, I just blew a... Well, here's the thing. I was coming to this stop sign. It's on Wilton, which is in Hollywood, everyone. All our international viewers. Listeners. Whatever. I'm just going to call them viewers. Because they're looking at their computer screen while they're
or their iPod this. Saying, what did I
what
download?
Am I, what am I listening to? This is
Go
crazy.
Yeah.
There's this stop sign. It's new on Wilton, you know, the one just south of Sunset. And I was like, oh, there's that new stop sign that I almost blew through the other day. I got to remember that. Literally as I'm pulling
Hang
up
on a
to
second.
It.
So you knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
As you're pulling up, you mm-hmm. even reminded mm-hmm. yourself, there's a stop sign. Oh, it's that new one.
And I gotta make sure to stop at it.
Uh-huh.
But I was also simultaneously bummed out that it was there. I was like, this is bullshit that this new stop sign is there. It slows the flow.
So you want to rebel.
Yeah, I guess subconsciously, yeah.
Okay.
Did you roll through or you literally blew right through?
I rolled. Which made less sense. Like,
you actually slowed to a roll.
Yeah, I slowed to an almost stop.
Uh-huh.
I roll through stop signs all the time.
Well, let's hear what happened here.
So I just kind of rolled.
A lesson from
I rolled to the stop. I came aggressively up to the stop sign, jammed on my brakes like I forgot that it was there somehow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And was like, oh, man. And now I literally was thinking, I'm wearing out my brakes like by jamming on them. Like, I shouldn't jam on my brakes.
It's going to be concerned for your brakes.
And I felt like, here's me, vroom, 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 jam on the brakes, kind of stop. Okay, good enough.
Uh-huh.
You got the essence of a stop. Everyone here at the stop sign got the essence of me stopping.
Right.
It's time for me to continue.
Yeah.
As I'm continuing, right to the right, there's a fucking bike cop. at the four-way stop.
Do you think he was, was he hanging there, like, trying to catch people who were doing this? Or?
Yeah, he
or
was.
Because you went through, had a massive look of guilt, you were clearly, you looked at him and were like, oh,
oh
shit.
Oh, man, I blew
he
it.
He saw it.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean, that all
and then Greg froze up and stopped moving physically, and the car just ran
crashed into a tree. Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was when I hit the woman.
Who were crossing at the stop sign.
Yeah.
So wait a second, the bike cop
pulls me over.
He rode up next to you. He pulls you over.
And I just get really quiet now. Because I'm serious, man. I've been pulled out in the middle of the desert.
Uh-huh.
And guns put to me and my ex.
Wow.
Like, fully cuffed and stuffed in the desert, guns drawn. And it's not a good experience. And I've also had bad run-ins with cops anyways.
Okay.
So, honestly, it's like a Pavlovian response now.
Yeah.
When I see a cop car...
You start salivating.
I start salivating.
Mm.
But instead of salivating, I'm terrified.
Wow.
And so this cop came up, and I was just like, he's like, license and registration. And I was just like, well, you know, I'm not saying anything.
Right.
I'm not crying. Like, right. Girls can do all sorts of things. They can cry. They can
flash
their tits. They can do whatever they want because they're women.
Women get away with so much more in this world.
What am I going to do? Pull my pants down and cry? I pull my pants down and cry.
That's what you did.
No.
Oh.
I'm saying that those are my options. Like, I don't
pull your pants down, mm-hmm. A.
Or
cry, B.
Or do that at the same time.
Why didn't you just offer to give him a blowjob? Finish your story.
So, he pulls me over, and it's just a silent exchange. He says some shit about me needing to, you know...
Be careful about them.
No. There was no be careful. There's no greater message. Policemen are not delivering a better message of a brighter future, Robert, in case you fucking didn't know.
Okay.
Like, a cop's not like, here's your ticket. And let me tell you something. I need you to be a better person. The cop's feeling bad about the fact that he's giving out bad news all day.
Do you really think that's true? I mean, I have heard...
Do I think it's true?
To be honest
yes.
with you, I haven't been pulled over. I'm
ever?
Fortunate enough that I have never been pulled
Brian,
over.
Brian, how many times have you been pulled over in your life?
Maybe 10, 8 or 10.
I've probably been pulled over 30 times.
What are you doing?
Easily.
What are you doing? Are you drug smuggling? What? Why?
No, I just... People... Well,
for me, a lot of the times I got pulled over was because of faulty equipment on my car.
That's true.
Okay. I've been pulled over for speeding maybe twice.
Hmm.
I knock on wood, have never been pulled over rolling through a stop sign, but it's usually I had tinted windows that were too dark.
Oh, yeah.
That haunted me for a year. I kept ignoring it. Finally, they were like, we're going to throw you in jail because this is the sixth time you've been pulled over for tinted windows. That I don't understand that law whatsoever because we live in Hollywood where every car is blacked out. So why is that law selective to us ordinary folk?
Did that happen here?
Happens in Los Angeles.
Here.
Can I give my opinion as to why that's happening to you?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Because you're driving a car that looks like you're a drug dealer.
That's true.
Really?
You do drive the Fair Lady.
Nissan 300Z.
So my 1994 Nissan 300ZX Fair Lady Edition with dual exhaust that may or may not be for sale for anyone who wants to make an offer is a drug dealer car?
Do you think if you said Nissan enough times...
They'll give us a free car.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it happens with Oprah.
It happens with Oprah all the time.
She does that all the time.
Now, let me ask you something.
With Skype, she gets Skype for free.
Yeah, Skype is free, guys.
Whatever.
Okay, the tinting. I think the major issue is when the tinting is on the driver's side window. And I believe a lot of these, the chauffeur vehicles, a lot of the chauffeur vehicles have tinted windows, but not the driver's side window.
Not all. I happen to know several very high profile celebrities. I'm not going to name drop. It's not my game. But I do know that they drive cars with windows blacked out.
Yeah, but they have like a celebrity passport for that. Like there's actually
But that's my question. If I were
special
to call
license plates?
Yeah, no.
If I were to check this out.
Thing.
If I call the DMV and say, "Look, Bono wants to drive his car with his windows blacked out," and that's what's going to happen. I guarantee you they'll be like, "Yeah, all right, you just got to fill out a form, and you know he's Bono, he can do whatever he wants." It's Jay-Z. Well, can do whatever
hang
he
on
wants.
A second.
Suge Knight can do whatever
Wait, you
the
calling
fuck he
the
wants.
DMV.
Suge Knight
you
can
call,
do whatever he wants.
You calling the DMV and saying, oh, by the way, I'm making this call on behalf of Bono.
Of course. Like, Bono's going to do it? He has people do shit for him.
Bono is going to be driving a Nissan Fair Lady 1994 Fair Lady dual exhaust, which may or may not be for sale to
That's
anyone who's
insane.
Listening right now. So can I have the permission to tint all of the windows, including the
That's right.
front window?
And for the record, just to clarify any confusion, my car
yeah.
is not for sale.
Oh.
Really?
Unless you really like it and you want it to.
Can I ask you a question, Brian? Were you or were you not, as of even last week, listing aloe plants on Craigslist for sale for $15 a piece?
I was not.
Hang on 1 second. You know that aloe plant farm that you've sort of been creating on your front stoop?
Yes.
Greg, are you telling me that he was trying to sell those on Craigslist?
That's true.
For, I'm sorry, $15
each.
A piece.
Yeah.
Which is not true. That's Greg making that up.
Well, let's come on. Let's have some full disclosure here.
That's a pretty
wild
story.
I put them on Craigslist to sell them as a lot for $50 altogether, like 12 plants.
With all the pots and stuff included.
You know how many bites I got on them?
How many?
None.
Nobody wants aloe nowadays?
So I
Nobody wants aloe out here in the desert.
I gave
nowadays.
A bunch of them away. It's better to give those away anyway. I had too many of them.
Philanthropic Endeavors by Brian.
I figured I'd try. Craigslist is an amazing, amazing invention. That is
have you ever gotten sex off of Craigslist? I know a lot of people have.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this just the other day.
Oh,
not sex
you were?
On Craigslist. But
what were you talking about?
How Craigslist can work so well for so many things except
sex.
Relationship. You know, like when you go on there and you look under the relationship column.
I have to admit,
crazy.
I've never done that. I've never
just
done
read
that.
Them.
Scary.
No, I haven't actually done it and tried to date somebody.
Right.
I'm just talking about for fun. Go take a look at it. They are scary. And one of the craziest ones is something called like missed opportunities or something like that.
Misencounters.
Misencounters.
That
misencounters.
Awesome.
Like, oh, I'm here in my kitchen. My counter's
explain
missing.
It. No,
this
not.
Is an awesome thing. Yeah. First of all, I love Craigslist. I'm a huge supporter of Craigslist.
Okay, great. If we say that enough, will we get Craigslist for free?
It is free.
It is completely free.
Hey, how about Skype? If we say Skype enough, will we
Skype
get Skype?
Skype is also free.
Yeah, it's free.
Now, is this thing misencounters like a countertop? Or what? I'm confused what we're talking
no,
about.
No, no, no.
You said
perhaps
missing
if you give me a chance, I can explain.
Eventually.
Missing, I believe that's the name, missed encounters. For example.
Oh, okay. Missed encounters.
Yes. Craigslist has this thing, missed encounters. You go on it and be like, hey, girl in yellow shirt with red hat on that was at the subway stop on 7th Avenue at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Thought you were real cute. Really wanted to say hi. Couldn't because of my... I had to
insecurity.
Keep... I couldn't... I just didn't have the courage to say hello.
Because of the blood dripping
Wish
off my
I,
hands.
That's probably there.
Wish I had. Would love to reconnect. Sincerely, Greg Hoyt.
And actually reconnect for the first time. So my question
that's
is...
That's insane.
Who
that,
in the world...
All the time that this shit happens.
Who... I want to know if anybody has ever... met somebody through that. Like, oh yeah, I just, you know, I just came to work. Hang on, I got to go check missed encounters to see if anybody missed me.
Yeah, I bet they have. And
I got on the subway.
They're hanging in a closet in a loft downtown right now by their neck. And they've been dead for 15 weeks. I mean, that yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
And you end up underground, buried alive.
Man.
I think
that's insane. I've never heard of this. That's,
yeah.
It makes me angry.
Should take a look at it.
Not only is it real, but I guarantee you people have connected that way and have probably gone on to have serious relationships through those. In fact, let's see. If anyone's listening, if anyone has any stories of that actually happening, let us know.
Yeah, submit a comment on our website.
What is that?
We have a comment on our website?
We have comments available to be placed on the website.
What are they?
Theshideshow.tumblr.com. Tumblr is
TUMBLR.com.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. I'm kind of disturbed about that. That's really
with the missing counters.
Yeah.
It's a very real thing that's happening. But I tell you, we've all been in those situations where you, like, you come home at the end of the day and be like, oh, that girl I just saw at the gas station.
My God, totally.
Yeah,
but I would never put it on Craigslist and hope to God she would actually go look at it.
Craig has a hell of a business going, and he's like, why not just put it there? It doesn't cost him anything. He's like just creating a forum for people to be like, what if I just put this out there? It's creating a possibility is all it's doing. Like that girl that was on that subway ride or you were sitting next to in traffic and you kept looking over. And maybe you made eye contact with her. Maybe you waved. Maybe you smiled. Something happened, some kind of connection, and you both rolled off. And you were like, man, how crazy would it be if I could have just been like, hey, hi, my name is Greg Hoyt, and you're the future mother of my children.
That might not have been a good opening line. But I for the person that you actually have the... that connection with, as opposed to the person who never even turned around or noticed you in the corner because you did have blood dripping down your hands.
Nice, Gregory.
Who are these people that are going home? Like, what am I supposed to do? Go home and check the missed encounters?
That's what I'm wondering. When you get home, what do you do?
You're like, okay, time to log on and see if anyone saw me.
And you can't like put in a profile. You'd have to go through and say, well, let's see if anybody saw anybody on the subway today between 8:30 and 8.
It's madness.
Yeah, exactly.
Madness.
It's crazy.
People are actually doing that.
But it's a forum. But I think where it can work is... If there is some sort of connection that both people felt or connected, and then now there's this just little room that anyone can go to to try to reconnect that moment.
You know what? They do have something in common. They both go to Craigslist Missing Connections and read it.
But, I mean, that's a huge stab in the dark.
Well,
I want to hear a couple that is together in a successful relationship. You know what? I don't even care if it's a successful relationship.
Even if it's
I just want to hear someone hooking up via this missed encounter. And I want to hear their story.
What if... Okay,
I want to make sure the other one's still alive.
I want to hear the play-by-play of how that works.
Let me bring out a really real possibility. I go on missed encounters today. Mm-hmm. I'm looking around... Oh, good. There's a missed encounters for a guy wearing a red shirt. He was on the subway. He had curly blonde hair. I think he had blue eyes. And he looked at me. It's not me.
Because
I wasn't there. It wasn't me. But I'm like, ooh, hey, there's me. I'll be that guy.
Right.
So I contact this low-level psychopath.
Just a hopeful. I think that's a little harsh.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
you know,
that's
somebody who's looking for love.
Yeah, someone who... I contact this person,
right,
who I don't know.
Okay.
And then I pretend like I'm this wonderful guy that missed the connection. And, I mean, it's just too...
Is this a plan you're laying out?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. How I'm going to take advantage of this.
Well, take advantage of it. I think that's a great way to approach any relationship.
Right. Taking advantage of any situation is the key to success in any successful endeavor.
Thank you, Brian.
Welcome. Yeah,
that was good, Brian.
I second that.
Thank you. I think that's going to do it for us for this time.
Yeah.
Thanks for everyone for hanging out. On behalf of Robert Scheid, Gregory Hoyt.
It makes me sad to leave.
We're not really leaving.
Okay. Well, okay. It just makes me sad.
What were you going to... On behalf of us, what were you going to say?
Well, I'm Brian Gerard, and... this is the Scheid Show.
Yay!
Yay!